The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. And today we're going to go back into the book of Galatians and we're going to just pick up a verse which is really quite a powerful verse in the midst of everything that Paul has ever written. Because what he says in Galatians 2:20, he says this, that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is a very, very strong verse, and it really does give you the heart of how Paul lived. You know, what's at the center, what's at the core of someone is inevitably going to just permeate through the whole of their lives and the whole of their ministry. And with Paul, there was this incredibly strong sense of the centrality of Christ in everything that he did. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. Now, of course, you can argue that this is a verse for all believers, and indeed it is. But in terms of leadership, this is a very powerful principle. Paul is simply saying, when Christ died, I died. And that is a massive thing to say, but he's essentially saying that what I was before I discovered Christ died for me was incredibly self-centered and self-controlled. It was all focused around my interests, how I saw things. But he said, when I realized that Christ had died for me, I also realized that for me, that was also the end of my old life. I have been crucified with Christ. It's a powerful teaching, and it's something which is very important to live in, because it's possible at times to grasp, I've been crucified with Christ, and then it's also possible to find ourselves living in the old ways and dictated by the old emotions and the old values and the old ideals. In other words, in the sense of crucifixion, we want to live again, but not live for Christ. We want to live along those old lines and rules. But Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. Me came to an end the day I realized that I, the chief of sinners, should be accepted and brought into God's family, brought into a knowledge of him because of what he had done on the cross for me. And this is a very, very important aspect, well, more than an aspect. It's got to be core in our ministry. Can we say in what we're doing for Jesus, whether we're serving in the church, whatever capacity that may be, leadership can take many, many different forms. But can we say, I have been crucified with Christ? In other words, I truly have allowed that transition, that change, which says everything now is guided by Christ. I seek Christ to be at the center of every decision. I seek Christ to guide and to lead me in every area of my life, in my marriage, in my family. Every area of my life is now to be determined and dictated by the fact that it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And Paul gives us a valuable clue as to how he manages to sustain this sense of being crucified with Christ. He says, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. this is crucial to the way that Paul handles life. He says, I live by faith in the Son of God. In other words, no longer am I trusting my own instincts and my own skills and my own gifts. What I now consciously do is depend upon Christ. I live by faith in the Son of God. I'm looking to say, Jesus, how do you want me to handle this? How do you want me to respond? What do you want me to do? And then a next factor, which is also so important to this, he says, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, if he was just saying, I'm crucified with Christ and I'm just digging in my heels and with my tenacity and yes, with my faith in Christ, I'm just desperately seeking to do what's right and for Christ to be in the center of every decision, everything that I say, every relationship, that would just be hard work. But what brings it to power and to life is his consciousness of the love of Christ. He's not in legalism. He's not doing this out of a sense of, well, I've got to, I suppose I ought to. But he's so fired up by the knowledge that he is loved by Christ, Christ who gave himself for me. And so these are just very simple but important things. Is your ministry characterized by you, or is it characterized by Christ in you? Is your ministry being led and directed by faith, or is it by your works? Is your ministry being fully immersed in the knowledge of how loved you are and of how much Jesus has given himself for you? These are things to think about. For Paul, it was a reality. May God make it a reality for you and for me. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.